Welcome to Discover You Radio's discussions. Let's show some respect by paying attention to what our guest has to say. Go on now, my friend. The floor is yours. We want to know who you are, what you're about, and what you have to bring to the table.
Welcome to Discover You Radio's discussions. I have Austin on the phone right now. Austin has been taking off on TikTok. The only thing I know about Austin is he's a pilot. He's got some hit songs that are taken off on TikTok, like 6 Miles Up, Ride the Waves, It's Time. There's another demo called Stormy Day, which another great song. So, you know, I've got the privilege to get Austin on discussions. And Austin, thank you for coming in and taking up some airtime on Discover You Radio. How are you doing? And what is your altitude right now?
Hey there. Well, thanks for having me on. I feel honored. I'm super excited to talk with you. I like your stuff too. I'm glad I was recommended to this. Well, right now I am sitting on the ground. I finished up a day of flying and basically just on my way home for about 10 hours off before flying again. And that's kind of been my life right now. I don't know if you're aware, but there's a shortage of airline pilots right now. So they're working me to the bone, man.
Oh, wow. There is a shortage of people in a lot of businesses. For instance, I'm a service writer for Honda. And in the service writer market, or for technician service writers, in the automotive field, there is a shortage of employees as well.
That's wild, man. Like, I'm amazed that our economy is where it is with the unemployment rate and everybody needing to work right now.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy out there. So, but you know, at least you got you can kick off your shoes, put your feet up on the desk, pull out your ukulele, and then create some songs about your altitude.
Well, it's so true. Yeah, my kind of most recent viral streak on TikTok has been that song that I think you were playing earlier called 6 Miles Up.
I love that
only came kind of out of it was honestly a joke originally, just responding to another TikTok video that I saw about another pilot that played ukulele that I saw. And I was like, how funny would it be if a pilot sang his announcement and it sounded like this, and the video of me responding to that just took off.
Oh, that's a good, I didn't think it was like that. That's a good way to put it. You're just like, pull out your ukulele,
man.
And you're talking to the cabin, but you're singing to them what's really going on.
Yep, exactly. When I posted my first TikTok video, just kind of explaining of who I was and kind of what I'm about, you know, the first couple of responses were like, oh, that'd be so cool if you could sing to your passengers. And one day I think I'm going to, but I'm brand new at this job and I feel like I got to earn my reputation before I start risking it by making funny passenger announcements, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, and to the left of you, if you look out your window, you see the Grand Canyon.
And before we land, I want to plug my TikTok. I'm Austin the Pilot. If everybody could follow me, well, I'll make this a safe landing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And if you don't follow me, I don't know. Maybe we'll hit some turbulence. That's not a threat.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe we won't end up where we're trying to go. No, never that bad.
So you wanted to go to Cuba? Nope, we're going to Hawaii.
I wish, man.
Yeah.
I haven't been any further than the North Dakota at this point. That's where they stick all the new pilots, man.
Oh, so is it short travels for you or long travels?
Yeah, pretty much. I fly a regional jet, so I think we can't go any farther than about 3 hours out before, you know, we start getting close to the fuel reserves.
Oh, right. Which you're speaking outside my knowledge base, but I kind of get it. Yes.
You're fine, man.
Yep. I've wanted to, you probably hear this a lot from people, like, I've always wanted to be a pilot, you know, but I have, you know, I used to have those like dreams of flying and stuff. And I always felt it would be a sense of freedom, you know.
Oh, it totally is. That's actually a lyric from my song 6 Miles Up. I feel like flying is the ultimate freedom now. you ain't coming with me, then I'll see you around.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, awesome.
There you go, man. Well, before I was an airline pilot, I was a flight instructor. And, oh, man, if that paid more, I probably would have made that my profession, because I'd love seeing people discover their love of flying. And if you ever have some free time and some money to spare, you should totally take an introductory flight lesson.
I think I will. Because I had a boss one time. I worked for a dealership at Saturn, and he was a pilot. But he flew a prop, a propeller type of plane, like a Cessna. Is that what it is? So he flew something like that. And he would tell me the stories how he would have to get his altitude that in order, because in the San Bernardino areas, because of the mountain range, he would have to fly in circles to gain his altitude, and then he can go over the range, is what he explained to me in his Cessna.
Oh, yeah, that's totally a thing with those prop planes that don't climb as well as the jets. And, you know, people who don't learn that early kind of find out that lesson the hard way.
Yep.
So it sounds like he knew what he was doing.
He did. He invited me to go out on a couple flights. I never made them, and I regret it. But, yeah, it is what it is.
Discover U Radio, the independent internet radio station that will play singer-songwriters who recorded with a smartphone using their bathroom for reverb. We get it. We know that an artist needs to start somewhere, and our station is the perfect match for your radio play. It's in the name. Get it? If you're making videos for social media with just you and your guitar or keyboard and don't know what else to do, then we have an offer for you. We have a $75 one-on-one, one-hour Zoom meeting consultation package that's designed to encourage and help you get to the next step towards the ladder of your success. Go to discoveruradio.com, look for the calendar tab, and go book your spot. Discover U Radio. Radio. It's in the name.
It's in the name. It's in the name.
So, unfortunately, a portion of what we were talking about on the station, on the podcast, it got deleted. So, this is the second half of me talking to Austin the pilot. And what we were talking about, and this is where we're continuing, is somebody had told him not to quit his day job due to writing. And we were talking about a TikTok video that he has on his TikTok account responding to the person about not quitting his day job for what he did. So I apologize. I lost about a minute of coming in to the second half. So just to cue you up, we were talking about how a listener or a person on TikTok came at Austin negatively and said, you can't rhyme certain words together. And he'll talk about it on the portion there. Stay tuned. Here it is.
Valid point. He said, you can't rhyme right now with right now, my guy, because the chorus to 6 Miles Up is like, 6 miles up in the sky right now, and a jet going Mach 7.5 right now, and right now with right now. And so I was like, all right, valid point. I won't quit my day job. And then I kind of like panned around to show I'm at the airport in my pilot uniform.
That's
like,
the one.
I won't quit my day job. I love my day job.
Yes, that's the one. That is the one. That's the one that I saw. And I loved it. I was like, hey, you know, I've been told don't quit my day job, you know?
It's like, yep.
My day job is a good job. It does pay my bills, and it also it's what supports the station. You know, my day job is what supports what I do. You know, for this hobby, I'll get donations here and there, and people will buy some of the stuff that I offer. But most of it is through my day job, and my business is in debt. Because when I go live on the air, I pay myself through my business $50 every time I go on the air, because it is a business. So I treat it as I'm an employee, and it's a write-off, and it's a loss for the company if I have to pay out of my own pocket. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that's how I do it. It is a hobby, but it is an LLC, and it is a business. I do have rules I got to stick to.
Well, sounds like a passion project too, which is, you know, the same thing of what my music is. Like, I'm not in this to make money or anything.
So we're going to take another break here. I don't know if I've gone over 5 minutes or not, but I loving talking with you. We got one more segment coming up with Austin, and we're gonna do some more. We're gonna plug some more on your music, and we're gonna focus on that and bring it back to Austin and some of your songs. So stay tuned.
Why listen to Discover U Radio? Here's why. Discover U Radio, LLC, broadcasts out of Fort Collins, Colorado, and is dedicated to helping build a better community. We believe in being good to people and doing our part to make someone else's day a better one. The recent pandemic has brought on a lot of closures to family-owned businesses after being in business for many years of operation. We do our best to support local shops and family-owned businesses as much as we can. We are also dedicated to helping those who've become part of the homeless community by reaching out to the reachable and encouraging them to find the confidence to get back on their feet again. Hope is inevitable, especially for those who've made a solid decision to change their life for the better. Get to know your worth and value. Discover yourself and make that change. If what you just heard has caught your attention and you want to learn more, please visit discoveruradio.com for more information.
All right, we are back, but it is now time to plug Austin's music and songs and goals and aspirations at Austin. So take the floor. This is your time to let us know all the streaming platforms you're on, and where we can find you. And I would love to encourage every... You can find Austin on iTunes. I found him on iTunes. It's A-W-E-S-T-I-N. And you can find, I believe it's 6 songs that are up there. I purchased them this morning. I would like to encourage you to go out and support independent artists by not just streaming the music, but purchasing their music so you can put it in your player and own a copy for yourself and play it whenever you want. You don't have to go on Spotify or anything. Do go on it to help support increasing streams, but go show more support by purchasing the song. That puts a little extra cash in the artist's wallet, and it is highly appreciated by the artist. Would you say so, Austin?
Yeah, most definitely, man. I mean, I don't even think I've seen a dime of whatever I've put into it quite yet with being like a new artist that I am. But, you know, since the beginning, I've not been after making money. And I know that a lot of independent artists are, and they're kind of relying on it. But I mean, I'm just grateful to have anybody listening to my music. So however you want to listen, sure. And then just kind of a reminder,
for Sunshine, look up Sunshine, tell your friends. And you can also, since Austin is in my database on Discover U Radio, when you go in to request a song, you can go in, type in A-W-E-S-T-I-N, and you can request Austin songs for airplay, and they will come up. It is limited to 1 request per person per 24 hours because of the amount of requests that come in. But definitely go in, tell your friends, make the request. He does get paid royalties every time the song gets played on the radio and you are listening to it. And what other, do you have a personal website, or are you just relying on the streaming websites for now?
You know, I don't have a website or anything yet. Yeah, I'd say it's probably just the streaming stuff. And I do most of my content that I make on TikTok. So if you have a TikTok account, Austin_the_pilot, I think it is. But that's kind of how I got started. I've been writing songs for probably about five or six years now, but it wasn't until earlier this year that I ever thought about trying to record them or kind of release them or anything. Cause I just found myself with a whole bunch of extra free time and not much to do. Which I think is what most artists need, right? Like, we just need time to be creative and time to put towards our goals. But so many of us are working, you know, 2 or 3 jobs to put the roof over your head. So I was just lucky enough to have some free time and work on my music a little bit. And now that I've kind of gained an audience in that amount of time, I feel momentum to kind of keep it going. And that's what I've been trying to do.
It is encouraging when that happens. I can tell you that. The unexpected. You create a song and it starts taking off, and it's people like it, and you're making their day a better one. Your song's upbeat, and it gets that serotonin going, and it puts you in a good mood. It's the chord progression that you use they're good mood chord progressions. So, I mean, I love the song. I listen to it. I always go to your TikTok just to hear the song, but I finally went and bought it this morning, and I'm gonna check to see how often it gets, now that people know, to see how often it gets requested on there. Right now, my number one request is Dury. I don't know if you've heard of Dury, but they've become an internet sensation, and their songs are the most requested songs on my station at the moment.
I'll have to check them out. I've heard of them, but I've not spent the time to listen to them yet.
I'm going to meet them tomorrow. So that's
that's exciting.
Yeah, they're going to be in Denver, and I can't wait to meet them. So sorry to plug Dury on your podcast.
You're fine, moment, man. I just feel blessed to be on here talking with you, man.
Oh, it's awesome, man. I like to hang out and just, discuss things, Like I was telling you in the beginning, I don't like to do the research and ask the common questions. I just like to chit-chat, that's what I enjoy doing with discussions, just chit-chatting, And making sure that you get your moment, your platform to let the public know how to find you and what you're about.
Well, yeah, man. I mean, they know how to find me and what I'm about. Kind of unique, I guess. I'm living my dream as pursuing an airline pilot, and music will always be secondary, but it's something that I love. And as soon as I kind of pay off the rest of my debt that I got to get into this position of being an airline pilot, and start putting money into better recording equipment and kind of making my songs sound better. But I'm doing this for fun, doing it to try to make people like, or make music that people like, which it sounds like you do, and makes my day to hear that, man.
Oh yeah, I do.
Discover You Radio has sponsorship packages for those of you who'd like to help Discover You Radio support the independent music community. Whether you're a business owner, independent record label, or an independent artist, a simple consultation will help determine the right sponsorship program for you. Discover You Radio is privately and independently owned by just one person, which means there isn't a room full of greedy investors making greedy decisions. Discover You Radio believes in operating with the power of integrity and care. Get involved. Visit discoveryouradio.com and start your sponsorship today.